He didn't practice today. Scott Wells is injured and did not practice today. I will obviously take today and tomorrow and see if he'll be ready for Thursday. Dietrich Smith took all the reps today. Correct, yes. It's run a short week, so I'm not exactly sure of how it's going to pan out in a couple positions. So you have people that are hurt. They'll be in treatment all day today, like they've been most of the morning, and we'll be here throughout tonight, and we'll have a walkthrough tomorrow, and then we'll get on the plane and head over to Detroit. I think Chad will be ready to go. He did limited work today. He'll work tomorrow. Well, we'll look at the punt returners that are available. Teron Williams, obviously, is one of them. Jordy Nelson and Charles Woodson. So those are our three options. Taking care of the football is something I would think every football team practices, preaches. It's a mindset. It's also a skill. We have our own period that's dedicated to that, and I think it's a credit to Winston Moss. He runs up a specific situation in our practice every day. Our players have bought into it. It's a three-minute shot every day. It's a skill that, once again, we feel that you can – we can't practice it enough, and we're getting results on Sunday. Well, I think you have to be impressed with what Matthew Stafford did this past week. It's a big win for Detroit, especially coming from behind the way they did. And I think any time a young quarterback can have success and overcome a tough situation like he did will give him and his team a lot of confidence. I'm sorry. We'll take the week to look at that. We got a couple options with Brad Jones, Brady Papinga, and Jeremy Thompson. Clearly Jeremy Thompson's setbacks were definitely medical there at the end of training camp, and he had the other injury also. Whichever week that was, but yeah, he's starting to look like I thought he was going to be coming out of spring and going into training camp. Actually, he's been doing a very good job on special teams, and it'll be good to have him up. Well, definitely, we're looking at all of our options. Josh has been impressive just in the short time he's been here, so I'm going to see him on film today and. And he's definitely an option to play. I'm sorry? We're looking at it. Yeah, definitely. We're looking at all of our options. And, we have a full practice squad. And so that's definitely something you can look at also. I agree with your point as far as the time of year. I mean, you have to stop the run and run the football. I mean, you obviously want to do that year-round, but this is the time of year where it becomes important, especially being an outdoor team as we are. So I think that's definitely an emphasis, and there's more of an urgency to get our rushing totals where they need to be. I think the other part of it, too, is we're just getting healthy. We're creating some continuity up front with the offensive line. I thought our backs have improved each week. I said it in here the other day. I thought Ryan Grant and Brandon Jackson, as far as their discipline on their course and winning the peekaboo battle with their linebackers and so forth, you're looking for the cutback. I thought our guys did a very good job this particular week. So, you know, A, I think we're improving. B, I think we're just getting some continuity and getting healthy. Brandon Jackson did a nice job. He's done a very good job on special teams. He's been exceptional in third down, particularly in pass protection. And I thought he did an excellent job with his rushes. I mean, the one big rush here in the 4 minute was a big run for us. Which one? He does one. On a weekly basis, we take a Thursday team meeting, and it's out of from 16 weeks in a season, I'd probably say at least 14 to 16. There's a segment in that meeting that's for continuing education. We're a very young football team. It's important for us to continue to educate our players on professionalism and the game of football. So anytime you have an opportunity to emphasize what's in front of them, you know, we do it from as many different angles as possible. Mike's an exceptional teacher. He does an excellent job of studying case studies from every type of angle that you could imagine that can help our players identify and educate on being a better professional and prepare for situations that are in front of them. So we've been doing that since I've been here. Well, a couple things. Number one, everybody has the importance of their role and the importance of being available. From the day we arrived here, we talked about availability and accountability. And once again, being a young football team, it's one thing to talk about it, but you have to put the structure in place and have people ready. And, you know, Mike just talked about it 2 weeks ago, and you look what happened in this past week's game with Aaron Campman and Al Harris. So, you have to be ready for those types of situations.
From the outside looking in, you know, you have to fight Bush, you have to fight Underwood, you have to fight Jones, and now apparently potentially. I mean, it looks like a daunting task for those of us that aren't inside. Do you have what gives you confidence that those guys that are rising up based on that study? What gives you confidence that those guys can come?
Based on what I see every day, our football team's improving. I think it's evident in the way we've played the last couple weeks, and our focus has never changed. And it's about winning games, doing whatever it takes to win games, and improving. And the challenges come at you every week a different way. We have a new set of challenges this week on a short week. Detroit's dealing with medical issues, so are we. So we'll deal with that, and we'll get ready for the game. But I have all the confidence in the world in our football team, specifically because these guys have been here since March. You know, a lot of these players you just mentioned, they've been here and they're ready to go, and they need to take advantage of their opportunity. Well, I think it's mental, emotional, and physical. I mean, it's one thing to get five reps with the ones during the course of the week, and now you're taking all the reps. So I mean that's a different adjustment. Now you're running out on the field with the ones as opposed to being a backup role. So I think it's, you know, there's different individuals that have to adjust their role. Now, this is a tough football game to play in. Let's make no mistake about it. I was just talking to Nick Barnett about it before practice. You know, anytime you come into this Thanksgiving game, you know, you're the visitor, and this is the fourth one that I've had the opportunity to play in. I mean, this is a playoff type atmosphere. I mean, it's a national TV game. Everybody's watching it, so this will be a tough, hard fought game. It always is, and everyone that I've been a part of was always a tough physical football game. So that's what we're preparing to do as we get ready for Detroit. we prepare for all their options that they can present to us. We're game planning to win the game. I think there's two ways to approach a game. You go out and try to win it, or you play not to lose. We're going to be aggressive, and we're going to do with what we feel our players can handle, and we're going to play as aggressive as we possibly can. I mean, those are all game plan specific questions. Every week, I'm sorry? Charles was played? I don't think it's changed the way we use Charles was.